Moncrief on News Talk.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. Now, if a bird covered with oil washes up in our coast, there is an organisation that can rescue it, clean it, and nurse it back to health, or at least there was. The Oiled Wildlife Response Network has announced it's going to close down due to a lack of funding. Pauline Beads is the founder. Afternoon, Pauline.
Good afternoon, Sean.
For people who may not have even have heard of the Oiled Wildlife Response Network before, how often is it that birds wash up in our coast and they are oiled?
It's not a very frequent occurrence, but the problem is with a lot of pelagic species is even if they're not oiled, if they wash up injured or sick in any way, they end up having to be washed as though they were oiled. So having a plan to respond to, you know, a large group of pelagic birds is very important. But thankfully, there haven't been too many serious spills around the coast of Ireland in recent years anyway.
Right. OK. Though can it happen that it can happen elsewhere and they get as far as Ireland?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, depending on how badly oiled they are, in a manner of speaking, the more oiled they are, the better, because they, you know, they would come into the beach fairly quickly and hopefully be able to be taken care of. If they're very lightly oiled, they can be flying around, they can be on the water, they can be in terrible distress with a tiny patch of oil on them, because the oil actually causes the feathers to malfunction and let the cold water into their bodies. And because they have a very high body temperature, the body temperature is about between 40 and 42 degrees as opposed to ours, which is like 36.5, you can imagine how the Atlantic waters would feel getting close to their skin. So they get very cold, they can't fish anymore because they've lost their buoyancy, and therefore they start losing weight because they're trying to keep warm. And also they get dehydrated because they depend on the fish for their own water, for the sweet water as opposed to the salt water. So they get, you know, into a very bad state. But they can be oiled in other parts of the jurisdiction, so to speak, and take some time before they actually end up on our beaches.
Yeah, and the process of de-oiling them, if that's the correct term, that takes a while.
It does, from the point of view that when they come in, they are so debilitated, you really need to take a couple of days to rest them, to try and get their, you know, their condition back, put on a little bit of weight, get them hydrated, get them warmed up, basically. The first thing to do is to stop them preening, because if they get the oil into their digestive system, it can do terrible damage. So warming them up will stop them preening. So usually it takes in the region of 4 days to get them strengthened up again. And then they get a blood test, and that reveals whether they're actually strong enough to survive the wash. And then they get quite a grueling wash. And even more grueling is the rinse to get the soap off their feathers. And they can then be slowly reintroduced to freshwater pools and let them preen their feathers back into condition. The whole process ideally takes around about 2 weeks.
Okay. And to do that, the people who do it, the volunteers for your network, I assume that it's quite a specialised thing. They have to know what they're doing.
It is, absolutely. And we've done, we have got people trained. We belong to a network in Europe called EUROA, which is a network of organisations in Europe who are involved in developing training programs in all kinds of areas, from first responder training, advanced responder training, veterinary training, specialist training, management training. So we've tried to train people as best we can to the standards of EUROA. EUROA have sponsored some of our volunteers to go over and get specialist training. So, you know, we try to maintain a decent standard of training so that people at least know what to do. And in many ways, more importantly, know what not to do if oiled birds start appearing on the beaches.
Yeah. And was there an incident this year where 150 birds were found?
That's right. There was about 150 birds, some of them dead, washed up along the east coast, anywhere between Dalkey and Cairnsore Point, which was a really long stretch of coastline to respond to. So we combined with Kildare Wildlife Rescue, Birdwatch Ireland had volunteers, National Parks, some of their staff volunteered, and basically went out on the beaches and collected as many birds as they could catch. And they were brought into Kildare Wildlife Rescue We then supplied with whatever we could in terms of getting equipment for them and training for them and so on and so forth to help them to deal with the birds. One of the problems is because there's no plan for wildlife events such as this in Ireland, then the equipment is at a minimum and we, you know, we wouldn't have had the budget to store equipment. So we tried to get what we could. But again, because we're an island, we're restricted as to what we can actually get. Now, some of the pools would have taken 2 weeks to get, which was too long a lead-in time. So SEAPT down in Boynes, they lent us 4 big pools, which were so helpful. They were really good pools. Excuse me. They were, you know, expensive pools. And so it was very kind of them to take the chance with us. But we were able to put six to eight birds on each pool as they were being washed. So that gave them the good opportunity to get back into full health.
And in terms of funding, Pauline, where has that been coming from up to now?
We haven't had any funding. We did some work for SEAPT and they would give us a small amount of money every year and that kind of helped keep our training program growing. EUROA have funded a lot of our training programs and we did get some money from an oil company some years ago, which we've been very frugal with. And luckily we did because we used that money then during the spill recently to buy the equipment. So we're basically now drained. We have nothing left. We're down to our last few pennies. But we're closing up the organisation. We're winding it down because it just cannot function without state support and help. Mm. I mean, an organisation that has tried desperately to get an oil spill response plan for wildlife in Ireland and also to get a small staff, just 2 staff members, to be able to maintain that plan, to maintain training, to, you know, keep a stockpile of equipment and so on and so forth. Every year the Coast Guard do a large-scale exercise around the coast of Ireland to respond to an oil spill. But unfortunately, they don't include wildlife in that plan. And it's really vital that that plan be written for wildlife as well as for everything else.
Have you made any appeal to government to get some form of funding?
Oh, we've been meeting them on a regular basis. We've been going an awful long time now. We started training people in 2011 and basically we've been appealing for assistance even since before that, but certainly since then. We've had numerous meetings with government organisations, but unfortunately we haven't gotten anywhere. So we eventually decided in March of this year that we were going to have to wind down the company and give up the ghost, as it were.
Yeah.
Any of our volunteers that have been trained to high level will be put under the banner of EUROA in Europe. So they'll be available to be called over to Europe to respond to an oil spill if something happens there. But they're not. There's nothing in Ireland.
And that expertise that you've generated in Ireland, if something happens, if there's an oil spill next year or the year after, can those people be deployed?
Well, they can, but you know, it won't be part of an Irish organisation. They can be deployed if the governments have a plan to deploy something or someone to respond to a spill. At the moment, if there's another spill, there really isn't. You know, a cohesive plan to respond to it.
God, that's such a shame. Pauline, I really, really hope somebody somewhere will rush in and get you the funds that you need. There's Pauline Beads there, founder of Oiled Wildlife Response Network. Pauline, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, John.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.